No, Ellen said. He's investigating some kind of disturbance in the ranks. What happened this time? Set asked.
Fist fight, Ellen said, turning away, looking back toward Phadrix City's watchfires.
The men are restless, Set said. They're a little like Kolos, you know. Leave them too long and they'll get themselves into trouble.
Kolos are like them, actually, Ellen thought. We should have seen it earlier. They are men, just men reduced to their most base emotions.
Set sat quietly in the mists for a time, and Ellen continued his contemplations. Eventually, Set spoke, his voice uncharacteristically soft.
She's as good as dead, son. You know that.
No, I don't, Ellen said.
She's not invincible, Set said. She's a damn good allomancer, true. But take her medals away.
She'll surprise you, Set.
You don't even look worried, Set said. Of course I'm worried, Ellen said, growing more certain. I trust her. If anyone can get out, Vin will.
You're in denial, Set said. Perhaps, Ellen admitted.
Are we going to attack? Set asked. Try and get her back?
This is a siege, Set, Ellen said. The point is to not attack.
And our supplies? Set asked.
Dumu had to put the soldiers on half rations today. We'll be lucky not to starve ourselves before we can get Yeoman to surrender.
We have time yet, Ellen said.
Not much. Not with Luthadel in revolt.
Set was silent for a moment, then continued. Another of my raiding parties returned today. They had the same things to report.
The same news as all the others.
Ellen had authorized Set to send soldiers into nearby villages to scare the people, perhaps pillage some supplies. Yet each of the raiding groups had come back empty-handed, bearing the same story. The people in Yeoman's kingdom were starving. Villages barely survived. The soldiers hadn't the heart to hurt them any further, and there wasn't anything to take anyway.
Ellen turned toward Set.
You think me a bad leader, don't you?
Set looked up, then scratched at his beard.
Yes, he admitted. But, well, Ellen, you've got one thing going for you as a king that I never did.
And that is?
Set shrugged.
The people like you. Your soldiers trust you, and they know you have too good a heart for your own good. You have a strange effect on them. Lads like those, they should have been eager to rob villages, even poor ones, especially considering how on edge our men are and how many fights there have been in camp. And yet they didn't. Hell, one of the groups felt so sorry for the villagers that they stayed for a few days and helped water the fields and do repairs to some of the homes.
Set sighed, shaking his head.
A few years ago, I would have laughed at anyone who chose loyalty as a basis for rule. But, well, with the world falling apart as it is, I think even I would rather have someone to trust as opposed to someone to fear. I guess that's why the soldiers act as they do.
Ellen nodded.
I thought a siege was a good idea, Set said. But I don't think it will work anymore, son. The ash is falling too hard now, and we don't have supplies. This whole thing is becoming a damn mess. We need to strike and take what we can from Phadrix, then retreat to Luthadel and try to hold it through the summer while our people grow crops.
Ellen fell silent, then turned, looking to the side as he heard something else in the mists. Shouting and cursing. It was faint. Set probably couldn't hear it. Ellen left, hurrying toward the sound, leaving Set behind.
Another fight, Ellen realized as he approached one of the cooking fires. He heard yells, blustering, and the sounds of men brawling.
Set's right. Good-hearted or not, our men are getting too restless.
Stop this immediately,
a new voice called. Just ahead through the dark mists, Ellen could see figures moving about the firelight. He recognized the voice. General Dumu had arrived on the scene. Ellen slowed. Better to let the general deal with the disturbance.
There was a big difference between being disciplined by one's military commander and one's emperor. The men would be better off if Dumu were the one to punish them. The fighting, however, did not stop.
"Stop this!"
Dumu yelled again, moving into the conflict. A few of the brawlers listened to him, pulling back. The rest, however, just continued to fight. Dumu pushed himself into the melee, reaching to pull apart two of the combatants. And one of them punched him, square in the face, throwing Dumu to the ground. Elland cursed, dropping a coin and pushing himself forward. He fell directly into the middle of the firelight, pushing out with a soothing to dampen the emotions of those fighting.
"Stop!"
he bellowed. They did, freezing, one of the soldiers standing over the fallen General Dumu.
"What is going on here?"
Elland demanded, furious. The soldiers looked down.
"Well?"
Elland said, turning toward the man who had punched Dumu.
"I'm sorry, my lord,"
the man grumbled.
"We just..."
"Speak, soldier,"
Elland said, pointing, soothing the man's emotions, leaving him compliant and docile.
"Well, my lord,"
the man said.
"They're cursed, you know. They're the reason Lady Vin got taken. They were speaking of the survivor and his blessings, and that just smacked me as hypocrisy, you know. Then, of course, their leader would show, demanding that we stop. I just... Well, I'm tired of listening to them, is all."
Ellen frowned in anger. As he did so, a group of the army's Mistings, Ham at their head, shoved through the crowd. Ham met Ellen's eyes, and Ellen nodded toward the men who had been fighting. Ham made quick work of them, gathering them up for reprimand. Ellen walked over, pulling Dumu to his feet. The grizzled general looked more shocked than anything.
"I'm sorry, my lord," Dumu said quietly. "I should have seen that coming. I should have been ready for it."
Ellen just shook his head. The two of them watched quietly until Ham joined them, his police pushing the troublemakers away. The rest of the crowd dispersed, returning to their duties. The solitary bonfire burned alone in the night, as if shunned as a new symbol of bad luck.
"I recognize a number of those men,"
Ham said, joining Ellen and Dumu as the troublemakers were led away.
"Mistfallen."
Mistfallen. The men who, like Dumu, had lain sick from the mists for weeks instead of a single day.
"This is ridiculous," Ellen said.
"So they remained sick a while longer. That doesn't make them cursed."
"You don't understand superstition, my lord,"
Dumu said, shaking his head and rubbing his chin.
"The men look for someone to blame for their ill luck, and..."